I have vivid memories of a few years back when our Easter egg hunt took place while the sermon was happening. Now, there will be an Easter egg hunt. Some of you have seen little plastic eggs bobbling around the place because they never stay where they are. They're randomly untethered at various times. But whenever one of our young people found an Easter egg, they shouted, "Hallelujah."
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So any time they found something, and it went all the way through the sermon. If you went back to listen to the recording, I was told you just heard these voices going, "Hallelujah, hallelujah," all the way through. Hallelujah, it's our song at this time of year. Leonard knew it too, and he wrote about it, and he sang it. And it's, should I try and sing it? Hang on. And it's not a cry you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Thank you, that's my Leonard. Thank you very much. I think we need some levity because the world does feel quite cold and broken. It can feel hard to let the hallelujahs out. But Leonard does. And so do we. Even as we see those on our streets who continue to be vilified and excluded, many struggling with trauma and the loss of friends in this 10th anniversary of the toxic drug crisis. Even as we hear of war and violence and bloodshed, even as our neighbors to the south and indeed governments worldwide lurch further into nationalism, populism and dictatorship, even as prejudice and oppression and polarization seem to inform our politics and our institutions, even in the face of all this, we proclaim, "Hallelujah!" Or as the funeral rite says, and if you know it, feel free to join in, even at the grave, we make our song, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!" Our "Hallelujah" acknowledges the broken, but it does not allow it to define our world. A world which is filled with beauty and wonder, a world bursting with life and vitality, a world where flowers grow through the broken cement and where love continues to be shown even in the hardest circumstances. Our "Hallelujah" is defiant. It is an act of rebellion. A word that says death does not have the final say. Death does not win, as another poet, not Leonard, as the English metaphysical poet John Donne writes, "Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow die not. Poor death, nor yet canst thou kill me. From rest and sleep, which but thy pictures be, much pleasure then from thee must much more flow. And soonest our best with thee do go, rest of their bones and souls delivery. Thou art slave to chance, fate, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell. And poppy or charms can make us sleep as well. And better than thy stroke, whilst why swell'st thou then? One short sleep, we wake eternally. And death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die." Hallelujah is a shout of resurrection that says that the love which fires the sun, to quote another Canadian poet, St. Bruce of Cockburn, "The love which fires the sun keeps me burning." And that this love, having passed through death, gives the promise of new life. Hallelujah says that we acknowledge and we know pain. We have been through Good Friday, but we do not live there. We live a new life. It says that like Jesus, we carry the wounds of the world, the scars in hand and side, but that is not the end of the story. Our Alleluia does not pretend that all is well. It acknowledges that sometimes there will be the cold and broken Alleluia, but it is still an Alleluia. I'm not going to sing this time. You say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name. But if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken, hallelujah. I don't think it's holy or broken. Sometimes I think it's holy and broken. And we find it in the most unexpected places. When Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women arrive at the tomb that first Easter morning, they did not expect to find it empty. They didn't expect to be proclaiming resurrection. They didn't expect, Mary did not expect to be the first to declare that everything had changed, that new life was here. In other gospel readings, we hear that the women are ignored by all except Peter. But in today, the disciples respond quickly to Mary's proclamation. We know our Alleluia is not yet complete, that much needs to be done before the fullness of God's life is present in this world. But our Alleluia says that the work will be done in partnership with the divine. When we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven, we commit ourselves not just to an idle hope, but to the proclamation of resurrection for all creation. We are committing ourselves to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. It's where we commit to that hope of shalom, the reign of God's fullness of life, which we saw in our reading this morning from the prophet Jeremiah, where the prophet speaks to a people in exile and gives the promise of a world where people will once again be connected to the earth, be connected to one another, be connected to the divine and to themselves in a way that brings fullness and fulfillment. Alleluia is where we commit to a world where we are reminded every moment that God loves us. And I quote, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, Israel, will be rebuilt. Again, you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. I don't know what a timbrel is, but it sounds like fun. This is an Alleluia, where the work of the divine joins with the work of each of us and brings us together to create a place where love, faith, peace, and justice are active, engaged, and dynamic. Alleluia, it is not a phrase we should say without recognizing its power. When we declare Alleluia, it's more than just the literal translation of praise ye God, or Jah, as our Rastafarian siblings would say. It's a way of saying that we live resurrection life, and we seek to make the resurrection real in whatever way we can, in the way we live and move and have our being. Alleluia, death does not have the final word. Alleluia, empire does not have the final word. Alleluia, exploitation, expression, and oppression and exclusion do not have the final word. Love has the final word, and that word is Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God.